Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. It is 509, 78 degrees here on this Thursday, August 7th, 2025. If you're just joining us or if you've been with us for a few hours now, We have some updates on the two Pennsylvania state troopers who were shot earlier today. We have a press release from them, and there will be a press conference today, tonight at 6 p.m. at the Pennsylvania headquarters in Dunmore. So you can tune into that to get the most up-to-date information. But the Pennsylvania State Police have also put out a statement on the update of the two troopers shot while responding to a call in Susquehanna County. On August 7th, 2025, at approximately 11:17 hours, Pennsylvania State Police troopers responded to an incident in the area of State Route 171 in Thompson Township, Susquehanna County. During the encounter, a male suspect opened fire on the responding troopers, wounding two of them. Trooper Joseph Perchinski and Trooper William Jenkins sustained serious injuries as a result of the gunfire, and were airlifted to medical facility for emergency treatment. A coordinated response from multiple Pennsylvania State Police units and local law enforcement agencies led to the establishment of a secure perimeter around the scene. The suspect was armed with a rifle, refused to comply with commands, and was ultimately shot and killed during the incident. There is no remaining threat to the public. Both troopers are hospitalized and currently listed in stable condition. The investigation is active and ongoing. Additional information will be released as it becomes available. Again, there will be a press conference at 6 p.m. tonight in the Pennsylvania State Police barracks at Dunmore, and I'm sure there'll be updated information at that time. What we're hearing transpired here from public information that's been given out by the colonel, the head of the state police, the governor, is that when they arrived on the scene, they were immediately ambushed and taken under fire from rifle fire, rapid run fire, rifle fire. As the governor said, their vehicles were riddled with bullets. Trooper William Jenkins was shot in the arm. Trooper Joseph Perchinski removed a tourniquet that he had on his person to place on it, and sometime during this, it was shot in the chest. Thankfully, it appears that his bullet-resistant vest was able to handle that round. Deployed the tourniquet. A third trooper, who is unnamed at this point, and I hope coming forward is identified, placed his vehicle under fire in harm's way and was able to extricate the two troopers from the area to where they were airlifted for medical treatment. Both those troopers are in stable condition. The governor said that he was even joking with Trooper Pajinski and his family, who were right here in our trauma center, Geisinger CMC, here in Scranton. It just goes to show the small world. Trooper Pajinski comes from a law enforcement family. His father is an area chief of police. His girlfriend is also a state trooper, all with him at the hospital. And as per the governor's own words, you know, joking around and busting his chops. So that's a good sign. This just goes to show, and this is an update on what our law enforcement may have to do at any given time. So if you're just joining us and you haven't gotten the news, there will be an updated press conference today at 6 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that to get the latest information, which will be just at the end of this show. Looking at logistics, because our show see if we could get that to you, but we might be out of the area at that point. These are our area neighbors, these individuals, these troopers. They're just not a uniform. They're just not a badge. They're just not a name on a piece of paper. They're not a car that drives by. They are our neighbors, you know, went to our local schools, responding to a 911 call. And there'll be further investigation on what that was behind that. So, you know, good news that they are both in stable condition now. Actually, the best news we could possibly have, given that the situation had happened and that this suspect is no longer with us and a danger to anyone at this point. And hopefully we learn more on the investigation. To, you know, one of the topics that I was going to talk about is at this time, and I can bring it into this as well, is keeping work from being your entire life. Now, in situations like this, work could have altered many lives. You know, there's a saying that, you know, if something happens to you or I, if I die tomorrow, there'll be a vacancy notice for my job position here before my funeral, most likely. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is for most people, most of their jobs. Life goes on. Your job will continue. You know, I was having the conversation today here in the office while I was doing a lot of research on the story we were just talking about. You obviously want to be the best employee you can be, but be that employee for you. Increase your skill set. Increase your worth. Increase how your coworkers look at you and respect you. That's why you do what you do.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Your family, who you are as a person, is way more important than anything you could possibly ever do at your job. And that should be the focus always. You know, they talk about this article from the Associated Press in the business section talks about, you know, learning to turn your phone off when you're on vacation and set boundaries with work for your personal life. You know, I was talking about the job that I previously had here on a contract managing a facility to where it entailed. Now, the pay was outstanding, but it required 24/7, 365-day attention. And there comes a time, there comes a point in a life, and if that's what you're looking to do, and I would imagine, you know, working in politics in certain positions is just that now. But how long could you keep that, especially if you have, like, when I was doing this job, you know, I was down in Virginia, and I was away from my wife. Now my kids were out of the house, so she was up here by herself. I was down there by herself. It wasn't ideal, but it was a lot of money and justified it for that. You know, help pay for college, help pay for a wedding, help pay for a lot of things. But you quickly realize that money is not everything. And your well-being, your happiness, you know, where you actually want to be is very important. The reason I bring this up is we seem to get all encapsulated a lot of times in our jobs and let jobs rule the rest of our lives. Listen, I was at a place before both of these that was an extremely toxic environment. It was miserable, but it was not a bad gig. That had a lot of freedom involved with it. I was in charge, so I was able to take off and do things I needed to do for my family. But again, that toxic environment, that place that just is miserable to be at, wears on you. So make sure you have a proper balance. You know, we talk about that balance where you balance your work and home life. And that's extremely important. And that's where I'm getting to with this conversation here. Because you truly need to look at things, because you can always make money and make probably more money if you change your atmosphere, if you change your latitude, where you are. You know, they talk, you should leave your job every couple of years, because the people who do that often do better, often make more money, often find themselves in better, happier positions. So draw those circles, with that middle circle being your most important. Your inner circle, your family, your wife, your children, your husband, your significant other, your partner, you know, whatever it is. And then the circles outside of that are your friends and relationships, your neighbors, your work is a circle outside of that. And finding that proper balance. You know, one of the things in law enforcement and early in careers is you miss a lot of holidays. You miss a lot of birthdays. You miss a lot of anniversaries. You miss a lot of those important things. And that's part of the give and take. And that usually changes the more time you get in a position to where you do start getting the holidays off. You can request birthdays and anniversaries and such off. You know, even growing up in my career, you know, I worked the holidays that a lot of single people wanted off. You know, I worked New Year's Eve. I worked Thanksgiving for the parade detail, because that was a lot of the assignments during those days. Christmas, you know, I liked off because I had small children. And there was that back and forth trade in that. And I made it a point to be home. All the overtime I worked in law enforcement, which, you know, I probably pay for now in the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. But all the overtime I worked, I took in compensation time to have off. So I'd be home more. So I was around my children. That was more important to me. And now in hindsight, yes, do I suffer with less money? Sure. But do I look at the success of my children and say that was probably a good part of that? That I was around all the time, that I was there for them, that I was, you know, visible? Very likely so. And a lot of people don't have that. My dad worked three jobs. We grew up poor. You know, two brothers, myself, three children. My mom was a stay-at-home mom because you had three boys growing up in New York City. You know, there had to be someone home to keep track of us. That was the choice they made. That was the sacrifice they made. My dad worked three jobs. Again, didn't buy his first house until 2000. Here. In our area, Northeast Pennsylvania, one of the reasons why I'm here now. Because when he passed early in life because of colon cancer at the age of 59, well, my mom was here by herself and I had the children, so move close so she could be a grandma. Again, family first. Especially after 9/11, I could have done a lot more lucrative things in New York City with my experience in that vicinity in the tri-state area. No, I moved here. So make sure you create your priorities straight. And when you're away with your family, make sure your family is your priority. When you're sitting in dinner, your family, and you have the privilege of them all being around you, make that a priority. Make sure your phone's off. Make sure you're not answering work emails. Work will be there when you're done. Work will be there Monday morning. Do your best at work. Give it your all. But do it for the right reasons. Do it for you. Make you the asset. Because your job's just a place. And that place will be there if you're there or not. And your seat will be filled by you or someone else. So make sure you have your priorities set up with your circles. It's 5:23 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.